Welcome to Faith Boost, a message by Pastor Andrew McLennan.
Did you know that the Word of God in your mouth is as powerful as it is in the mouth of God? Why is that? Because you are created in His likeness. God made you just the way He is. You and I are like mini versions of God, whether we want to be or not. That's who we are. The animals aren't. You know, there's a bit of a movement or a push today that animals and humans are kind of equal, that oh, it's their world as much as ours. Well, actually, no, it's not. The Bible says the earth is the Lord's. He made the world. He put man on it. Then He made the animals. The animals are here to kind of serve us and help us. We are in charge of this world. Hi, my name's Andrew. This is Faith Boost, and I'm teaching ancient secrets that work today in the modern world. Well, I just threw a cat amongst the pigeons then. There'd be a lot of people who heard what I just said then and be offended. Oh, no, no, no way, you know. We're equal, you know, to every creature. No, we're not. Yeah, God loves the animals. He made them. And I'm not saying abuse animals and disrespect them and just kill them for the sake of killing them and just be cruel and hard towards them. No. You know, many times in the scriptures, God actually says, take care of animals. You know, when He was talking to Jonah about Nineveh, you know, Jonah wanted Nineveh to just get blown up. If Jonah had had a nuclear bomb, man, he would have been pushing the button. If he'd had the football, he was all over it. He was just like, man, I want to kill all these people. I hate them. You know, Jonah did not like the people of Nineveh because they were cruel people. If you see what happened in Israel on October 7th last year, how they were invaded and just their women were raped and mutilated and old people were murdered, young people were murdered, little babies were put in ovens. It was horrible. You see that stuff? That's what the ancient Assyrians were doing too. They would come into nations like Israel. They would ransack the place. They'd steal, kill and destroy and just wreak havoc. And that's why Jonah hated him. Well, I don't know if he hated him, but he didn't want him to live because he probably had cousins that had been kidnapped by him. He probably had, you know, relatives who'd been murdered by them. And they were not very nice people, the people of Nineveh. That's why Jonah didn't want to go there. That's why he jumped in the boat and tried to get away, because he's like, no way, Lord, I'm not going to Nineveh. I'll go to the good people, but those people deserve to die. They deserve judgment. This is the wrestle between Jonah and God through the whole book of Jonah. And isn't it a great insight into God's heart? Because God loved those people so much. But you know, at the end of the book, God said, should I not spare the people of Nineveh and the animals? You know, so God was all about saving the animals as well as the people. But anyway, we're diverting a little bit. I just want to encourage you today that if your life is empty, it's a bit void, it's a bit barren maybe, there's a bit of darkness in your life and you really need an answer from God, the answer is often the scriptures in your mouth. You and I can declare the Word of God if it's inspired to us, if it's revealed to us, if it's a rhema word, an inspired word in your mouth, you can create things. I mean, think about this. God made a world and it's beautiful. Okay, it is beautiful. It's stunning at times, the natural beauty in the world. He made it through speaking. The Bible doesn't say He got the tools out, you know, the hammer and the saw and the power tools and get the angels. Hey, let's start making some stuff here. No, He spoke. Oh, He spoke. He spoke. He spoke. He spoke. God created a world through speaking. You can change things in your life through speaking, if it's inspired to you, if it's revealed to you. Jesus spoke to lots of things. The fig tree. That tree was not bearing fruit. He wanted a fig. He went to the tree. There's no figs. Jesus cursed the tree and said, you will bear fruit no more. Why did He do that? For two reasons. Number one, He wanted a fig. Now, number two, He wanted to teach the apostles and you and me that we have power in our words. Because the Bible says they came to that tree maybe a few days later, and it was withered to the roots. It died. And the apostles are like, wow, why did Jesus do that? To teach us that we have power in our words. What else did Jesus speak to? He spoke to storms. They're in the boat. Waves are coming, crashing over the boat. The apostles are freaking out. Some of them were fishermen. These guys knew the water. They were watermen, and they were scared. and Jesus spoke to the storm. He spoke to Lazarus. He said, Lazarus, come forth. He spoke to dead people. He spoke to storms. He spoke to plants. He spoke to demons. He spoke to fevers. The Bible said he spoke to a fever and commanded it to leave. He spoke to lame people and told them to walk. There's power in the spoken word of God. I want to encourage you, speak the word of God over your life. Declare it, decree it, and God will establish it in your heart, mind, body, and soul.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe on our channel. We hope and pray that you are inspired and strengthened by these short, sharp, Bible-based messages. We would love to know what you think, so write a review or comment. Pastor Andrew's website is i2aw.org. That's i2aw.org. If you've been blessed by this message, share it with someone and they can be blessed too.